all of this growth and change is really targeted at our students and also to our community partners, including industry and corporations. Most of the new projects that we have on campus are specifically designed with the idea of involving the community in the science that occurs in those facilities.
How would you do that, Dean? Are you speaking of the university becoming almost an adjunct to research and development departments for private companies?
What we're trying to do is actually partner with these companies to actually spur innovation and development of new techniques and technologies that will help improve the regional and national economy. We are accommodating these industries in a variety of different ways. You may know that at the School of Public Health, the Milwaukee Health Department actually has facilities within that building to help promote interactions between the Faculty of Public Health and the community. We've also, in the College of Letters and Science, have created a number of opportunities for industry to engage directly with these new facilities. For example, one of our physics professors has recently received federal funding to start what we refer to as the UWM Collaboratory, a facility designed around optics research to actually engage members of the community who have special imaging needs in their businesses, and that they can actually come to UWM, interact with our faculty, and develop instruments here that would be patentable, licensable, et cetera.
Now, there are three main facilities that are in varying stages of completion. One is the Kenwood Interdisciplinary Research Center, which is having its beam-raising ceremony today. The other is the School of Freshwater Sciences on East Greenfield. There is the Innovation Accelerator Building on the county grounds. How will that benefit students?
It will benefit students in a number of ways. It will provide state-of-the-art facilities for them to conduct their research and actually to engage in classroom learning as well. All of these buildings are designed to be sensitive to the needs of the technology for today. The classrooms are state-of-the-art with full media capabilities, and they're flexible so that we can redesign the classroom as our needs change.
Is there any risk of oversaturation, too much research space?
Absolutely not at UWM. We have been bursting at the seams. I should mention that in addition to the projects that you've put on the table, that we are also redesigning much of the old Columbia St. Mary's Hospital. We now refer to that as the Northwest Quadrant for classroom and laboratory use as well.
The emphasis on research seems to have started under the chancellorship of Carlos Santiago, if I recall.
Well, UWM has always had a very strong research mission, but I do give credit to our recent chancellors for elevating the profile of the research mission of the university. We believe that cutting-edge research quantitatively and qualitatively impacts the financial well-being of our community and of our nation.